This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. When it comes to the new Florida Center for Cybersecurity at USF, Managing Director Sri Sridharan isn't afraid to aim high.
Someone has a question a couple of years from now in Billings, Montana, and says, I have a question on cybersecurity. The answer should be, hey, go to those guys at the University of South Florida. They'll have the answer for you.
Beginning this fall, the center will offer a master's degree in cybersecurity through a program that Sridharan says goes well beyond typical information technology offerings.
It touches psychology and forensics and law and policy and compliance, etc. So the students graduating from that master's program will have a very good knowledge on all aspects of cybersecurity.
Sridharan says recent data breaches that expose the financial information of hundreds of thousands of people have shown that there is a real need for specialists in this field.
What Target and Neiman Marcus and others have done is suddenly open the eyes of the chief executives of all corporations, medium, small, large, and say, hey, we've got consumer data, we better start protecting it. And to protect it, we better hire a cybersecurity professional who knows what the heck he or she is doing.
And as Dr. Peter Warren Singer points out, cybersecurity is one of the fastest growing and financially rewarding industries of our time.
There's a huge amount of opportunity in it, both in terms of individuals. It's not just that there's this 1 million new jobs out there, but also the fact that a majority of them pay over $100,000 per year, so they're well-paying jobs.
Singer is a senior fellow and director for 21st Century Security and Intelligence at the Brookings Institute. He was also the debut speaker in the USF SunTrust Foundation Lecture Series, presenting ideas from his book, Cybersecurity and Cyber War, What Everyone Needs to Know.
We need to change it from being viewed as a, I jokingly call it an it crowd issue for the IT folks. It's for all of us out here. The second part is that we need to change our mentality from this one of fear and ignorance to resilience. We're going to be using the internet. We're going to be facing cyber threats. We need to stop being so scared and start looking at them as something to be managed.
In addition to education, Sridharan says the center will focus on research. Faculty from a variety of disciplines will try to pick up some of the hundreds of millions of dollars in private, public, and governmental grants available.
We have got some fantastic faculty at USF, close to 80 of them that have directly dealt with cybersecurity, and they've got deep experience, knowledge, and know-how in that area. We should be able to go after these grants and get a lot of those grants for USF.
As for Sridharan's grand vision of success, Peter Warren Singer says there is a need for a state or a region to step up and become the go-to place for cybersecurity, a new Silicon Valley, if you will, but it's going to take a lot of hard work and cooperation.
That's going to be decided by the mix of, you know, government action, local business action, university, down to local education levels. Can this be a place that has all the, not just the ingredients to be a business innovation hub, but how do you execute across the next 10, 20 years? And that remains to be seen.
The cooperation part is already underway. While the Florida Center for Cybersecurity would be hosted at USF's Tampa campus, it would work in collaboration with 11 other state institutions. And government action may also soon come as well, as the state legislature is expected to consider the center's request for a little over $7 million in Phase 1 funding during the current session. Now, to hear what Singer thinks people and businesses can do about cybersecurity, or to learn more about the next lecture in the USF SunTrust Foundation series, check out the University Beat link at our webpage, wusf.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.